أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. Previously we spoke about the ruling of jihad as explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. And there we said that jihad is fardul kifaya and not fardul ayn. That is the general rule that applies to jihad. We spoke about the two fard acts. One is fardul kifaya, a part of the ummah is doing that act, then the others are absolved of fulfilling that act. That is fardul kifaya. Fardul ayn is where it is compulsory upon every individual of the ummah. Understand that this is the general rule with regards to jihad. But at times, jihad becomes fardul ayn as well, where every individual has to partake and take participate in jihad. That we will discuss as we move along, as it is explained in the Quran. Allah then spoke about the murtad, the one who embraced Islam. After embracing Islam, is influenced by the disbelievers and then becomes an apostate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of him as well. Allah speaks about the Sahaba in verse number 218 of Surah Baqarah. Allah says regarding the hijrah, the migration and the jihad of the Sahaba, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, indeed those who brought iman, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجِرُوا, and those who undertook the hijrah, the migration, وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those who strove in the path of Allah. What does Allah say about them? What was the prevailing attribute and characteristic of these people? أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, those who brought iman, who went for the hijrah, who exercised jihad in the path of Allah, all of them, they have great hope in the rahmah of Allah, in the mercy of Allah. Something important to note over here. Allah says after they brought iman, after they performed hijrah, after they went out in jihad in the path of Allah, they now have great hope in the mercy of Allah. Which teaches us something. Sometimes you find a person is not doing acts of piety, and he feels that Allah is ghafoor, Allah is merciful, and Allah is forgiving. So when you advise the person that, look, this is not how you should lead your life, lead a life of piety, lead a life of goodness, then he says, I have hope in the mercy of Allah. But look at the Sahaba. When did they place their hope in the mercy of Allah? After they did a whole lot of acts of piety. That now, perhaps now, through the hijrah, which was very difficult, the jihad, perhaps through all of that now, we qualify for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the mentality that we should have, that Allah is undoubtedly, Allah, there's nothing greater than the mercy of Allah, but it is earned. It is earned through acts of piety and through living a life of Allah consciousness. Wallahu ghafoor, Allah says undoubtedly Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. Yas'alunak, there's a series of questions asked by the Sahaba. The first was Yas'alunak anil ahilla, they asked you regarding the crescents. The second was Yas'alunak madha yunfiqun, where they should spend, we spoke about that. The third one was Yas'alunak anil shahr al haram qitalin fi, they asked you regarding jihad in the sacred month. The fourth question that's part of the series of questions was يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. O Nabi of Allah, they ask you regarding khamr, wine, والميسر, and gambling, intoxicants. What is the ruling with regards to khamr? And what is the ruling with regards to maysir, gambling? قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيهِمَا, in both of these, in both khamr, wine, and gambling, إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ, great sin lies in these two. Ithmun kabir, very great sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to khamar, wine, as ummul khaba'ith, intoxicants, wine, and these type of substances. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that it is the mother of all vice and sin. Because in the, when a person is in a state of intoxication, what and what does he not do now? Zina becomes easy for him to commit. Theft becomes easy for that person to commit. Murder becomes easy for that person to commit. So it is a crime, a sin that gives birth to many other sins. And what you hear, subhanAllah, just last week, not last week, some time ago I was speaking to a friend of mine. And he's telling me about a youngster whom I know and he also knows. And he says this youngster has gone so, so bad because of the substance abuse. Number one, he's become a homosexual. Number two, he says the other day we had to go and pull him out of the Qabristan. What was he doing in the Qabristan? He's sitting in the Qabristan and he's so intoxicated. He's sitting by the Qabr and he's got this book in his hand and he's saying this is Quran of Satan. This is Shaitan's Quran that I have with me. And he's telling this friend of mine, he says, together, Shaitan and I, we're going to be together sitting on our thrones in Jahannam. This is a young boy. I know this boy person if he comes from a good home. But this is Ummul Khaba'ith. It has led him to homosexuality. It has led him to Satanism and to make these statements of kufr and so forth. May Allah protect every one of us. So he says that tell O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them that in both of these, in khamar and in gambling also, it destroys families, destroys communities, destroys the societies. A person comes into debt and then the debt collectors are after him. And what happens to a person because of gambling. And gambling has taken many different forms and shapes today through conventional banking and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them that in both of these is a great sin and there is benefit, ومنافع, and in both of these, in khamar, there is benefit, and in maisir, in gambling, there's benefit, financial benefit. Such a thriving market when it comes to khamar, wine, liquor, all of this. It's a thriving market. There's a lot of benefit in terms of financial benefit, and also gambling also. There's a lot of benefit for those who are involved in gambling. But Allah says, you can never compare the benefits to the sin. وَإِثْمُهُمَا. But the sin of these two, أَكْبَر, is far, far worse, is far greater مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا than the benefits that you can ever acquire and achieve from these two. One last point. As far as alcohol and khamar is concerned, you will find that in the Quran or in Islam, it was not prohibited instantly. It was prohibited in four different stages. These are one of the latter verses that was revealed with regards to the prohibition of khabar. So initially in Makkatul Mukarramah for the first 13 years, Muslims were allowed to drink. They were allowed to consume liquor. They were allowed to consume wine. And, you know, because in Aisha radiallahu anha says, لَوْ كَانَ أَوَّلْ مَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ لَا تَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرِ. That if the very first injunction was telling people that do not drink khamar, do not drink wine, something they grew up with, then people would have said, we're not going to stop it. We're not going to. So first it was to build iman in their hearts and their conviction in Allah. Then when the ruling came down, it was easy for them to give it up. May Allah grant us understanding.